News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
We've lost faith in the RSA and their driver testing regime. Number one, the driver tests are not fit for purpose. A truck driver coming in to us after doing a commercial test for an articulated truck is not even capable of coupling or uncoupling the truck from the trailer.
And that was Ger Hyland there from the Irish Road Haulage Association, calling on the government to remove the driver testing system from the RSA, the Road Safety Authority, before they say any more damage is done to the Irish economy. And joining me on the line now to respond to this is Brendan Walsh, Chief Operations Officer at the Road Safety Authority. Good morning to you, Brendan. The Road Haulage Association has accused you of robbing Peter to pay Paul. This is directing testers away from commercial testing on trucks, etc., and into testing people for cars. Do they have a point?
They don't. But what I would say is, look, this day, 2 months ago, we launched our plan to recover the service. You know, where we are sitting now is we are delivering around 6,000 tests on a monthly basis compared to when we started this plan at the midpoint of May, where we're delivering around 4,500 tests a month. What we are doing is we are looking at our internal resources. And to train the new recruits that we have brought on board, we are increasing our numbers up to 200 testers, which I think has been quite widely publicized. We are having to bring our own staff out of rota from doing testing to actually train these new staff. And as I sit here this morning, I can tell you we now have 170 active driving testers in the service. And we'll have 182 operating within the next week as we drive towards our 200. So we are not in any way diverting assets from testing on commercial vehicles to test on cars. We are, however,
you're
having to
utterly refuting that allegation, because that is what the...
I am. But what I would say is, though, I mean, there is a point. The fact of the matter is we have had a situation for the last 2 years where the waiting times have not been what they need to be. And we have to put our hands up and we have to admit to that. So I do accept that the waiting times that have been there historically for everyone, for every road user, has not been what we need it to be. We are now in a situation with this plan where we are putting in place a program where we will have these 200 testers, of which a high number of them will be able to deliver truck tests in place. And what I can guarantee is that there will be, when the year ends, we will have delivered more truck tests this year than we did last year.
Okay, what people want to know, Brendan, is what kind of waiting times. Supposing you bring in these new testers, supposing the system as you plan it gets up and running and everything is fine. What will be the waiting time then for people? Because as it happens, I have two young people in my house both waiting on driving tests, and they've been told they can't even apply for a driving test until December.
Okay. We are expecting, and we are on course, that by the first week of September, we will have the National Driving Service back to a 10-week waiting time, which is what our SLA is. So we are on track to get there. We are ahead of the plan. We're ahead of the curve that we've put in place. But it is going to take us a little bit more time. But what I can tell you is that we have come down, if you take the end of June as an example. You know, at the beginning of June, the beginning of May, it was around 27 weeks for an invite to have your test. At the end of June, it dropped to 16.3 weeks, and it was at 16 weeks for commercial vehicles. Now, at the moment, we only look at the total number of tests that have been offered. We don't break it down till the end of the month. But I can tell you that the last report that we issued to the government for last week, we were at 14.4 weeks. So
okay,
we are really making progress.
It was 27, it was 16, now it's 14. But you're saying by September, there will be a 10-week wait for a driving test. And that is your goal anyway. So you're on track.
We are on track. We are on track to deliver that, and we're delivering that with the great efforts that have been put in by our staff to train these new drivers, to the new guys who are coming on board, are working overtime, our existing cohort of staff are working.
We will hold our powder until September and see whether or not we do hit 10 weeks. And obviously that would be a great benefit to people. Just lastly, maybe, can you address what Ger Hyland also said there? He said that you're not fit for purpose in terms of your commercial testing. He said that you could pass a test to become a truck driver, and there are basic tasks like being able to couple or uncouple a rig that you're not able to do.
I disagree with Ger on that. As somebody who does hold a truck license myself, and I worked in the industry for many years, I can tell you that, you know, the practices of how you uncouple and uncouple a truck, you know, they're elements that should be taught to you during your learning process and also by your employer who actually would employ you as a truck driver. So from our perspective, we're there to teach you to drive a vehicle, to use that vehicle properly. There's a CPC process that's followed as well to ensure that you're competent in the management of the truck, I think, which is what Ger is referring to, and we are satisfied that the test evaluates that to a very high standard, and we do refute that.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. That is Brendan Walsh, their Chief Operations Officer at the Road Safety Authority.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.